All right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony, you know, we don't like to talk business on the show, do we?
No, we don't.
But we just have to tell our audience here, we have major media companies pursuing us, begging. Isn't that right, Tony? They want to sign us. Can't stop throwing money at us.
Yeah, you know, we can't give away the name or anything, but let's just say it rhymes with iBlotpedia and Gox Shorts.
Yeah, exactly. Now, yeah. For today's show, big controversy surrounding Pete Rose, the all-time hit king. And we're going to tell you why the media, as usual, has this whole story wrong. And, you know, we're going to tell that to our guest, too, a man who has never had a good take in his entire life, longtime baseball writer and even longer talker, Rob Parker.
Oh, horrible.
Anyway, but first, a message from our good friends at the United States Postal Service. Do you use FedEx or UPS for your shipping needs? What are you, a traitor?
Yeah, support the government and send your packages through the U.S. Postal Service, you commie bastard.
Yeah, USPS, the shipping company for real Americans. Yeah. All right, there we go. Like got us. That out of the way. So let's get right into it right now with our top story.
Top story.
Controversy surrounding the all-time hit king, Phillies and Reds legend, Pete Rose. Now, on a recent Phillies broadcast, he was talking during the game, you know, telling the commentators a terrific story
from
his playing days. A great story. You know, he's talking about what his Reds teammate, Tony Perez, said about hitting a fastball. Now, we're going to play this clip. Now, before we do, we should tell you that Mr. Rose uses another name for a man's genitalia part. And, you know, you might find it offensive if you happen to be an 87-year-old grandmother.
Yeah, buckle up, Grandma, and listen to the hit king.
Okay, let's roll that clip.
I hit a high fastball.
Whoa, 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 hold on a moment. Jay, did I hear that word bleeped?
Yeah, well, what's going on?
Can't say that word. FCC regulations.
What?
Yes.
Well, can I say these words? You're a f***ing bag of a producer.
Can't say those either.
Oh, unbelievable. It's like we have the FBI up in here.
Well, this continues to prove that we are living in a country where freedom of speech is being violated once again.
Under attack.
If people like our producer grew a c***, they would see there is absolutely nothing wrong with the phrase high fastball. It is pure baseball terminology, goes way back.
Exactly.
And in fact, it shows us why Pete Rose is truly the all-time hit king. Isn't that right, Tony?
It's shameful what's going on. Pete Rose just told us his secret to winning, what was it, 12 batting titles? He was so afraid of a pitcher throwing at his that he learned how to hit everything in order to protect his from getting destroyed. He was practicing the art of self-defense and defense.
You know, Tony, this is the PC liberal media telling us what we can and can't say. You know, for years now, they've told us that we should worry about an athlete's head. Okay, fine.
Okay, fair.
But if you ask us and you ask Mr. Pete Rose, the head you should be worrying about is the one on your Isn't that right, Tony?
Ask any medical professional and they'll tell you a concussion is serious, but what's more serious is a concussion. I once suffered a concussion during a kickball game back in sixth grade when I caught a line drive right to my fazool. And while my still works like a machine, of course, don't get me wrong, back then I couldn't play kickball for like 2 days or something.
That is just terrible. And you know, on the subject, Tony, you know, people in baseball, they love to talk so glowingly about Randy Johnson. You know, they say he was such a great pitcher. No, he was only good because he scared batters by aiming at their You know, exactly. Everyone in the sport knows he got the nickname the Big Unit, not because he was tall, as, you know, people like to tell you, but because he was so big on throwing at guys' units.
I can't believe people don't realize this. He literally once threw at a... Remember when he threw a pitch at that bird flying across the field?
Yep.
Boom! Explosion! Think about the effect that had on batters. Them having to worry about their exploding.
Can't even imagine. But, you know, let's keep it moving. Move on to another big story out of baseball. You know, we don't normally discuss Little League on this show because, you know, frankly, who cares?
Who gives
a shit? There's a video circulating from this Little League World Series where this kid pitcher from Texas, he plunks this kid batter from Oklahoma in the head. Now, the batter is fine and goes to first base, but the pitcher starts crying because he's so upset by what he did. Now, here's what happens next. The batter calls dime, goes to the mound, and hugs the pitcher to console him. Now, many people are saying, oh, this is such a beautiful moment.
Ugh.
But I found it utterly disgraceful. Didn't you, Tony?
It's 100% shameful. What are we teaching kids these days? How do we expect a kid to be successful as a pitcher in the major leagues if he can't feel comfortable throwing directly at a player's head? Or also their...
Great point, Tony. You know, we all know, if you want to be a successful pitcher in the major leagues, you have to throw at a batter's head 4 or 5 times per game. It's how you
easily
establish dominance, right?
Again, I go back to Randy Johnson. He once killed a live animal in the middle of a game. That sent a strong message to the opposing batters.
Yep.
That let them know they could be murdered by a fastball at a moment's notice.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, at that Little League game, after that quote-unquote unfortunate incident or whatever, Oklahoma, right, the team with the batter who got hit, they went on to lose that game by a mile. And you want to know why? Because all those kid batters were afraid for their lives.
Exactly.
And, you know, you got to assume that too, right?
100%.
All right, well, to talk through all these stories, I see our guest coming on the line there. So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, here's our guest. You know, he hosts The Odd Couple on Fox Sports. He writes for Deadspin, yada, yada, yada. All right.
Okay.
He's also a Hall of Fame voter for the Baseball Hall of Fame, which casts doubt on the whole voting process, if you ask me. Anyway, let's just bring him in here. Rob Parker, welcome to the show.
Welcome
back. What's happening, guys? I'm surprised you had me back.
It's been a year. Don't be so high on yourself there. We waited. Anyway, look, you claim to know baseball. You must know the terminology, be familiar with that. Don't you think it's perfectly acceptable and fine for Pete Rose to describe a fastball as high?
Not at all. Are you kidding me? What century are you guys in? Is this the Stone Age? How come you just can't say...
Are you kidding me?
I'll hurl a stone at your... You see how you like it.
Say bell tie.
Because it's below the belt. Don't you know where it is? It's appropriate description. High. Belt is too high.
You know, this is what made Pete Rose such a great hitter.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get your hit. How are you supposed to play baseball if you just got hit in the fastball? He's trying to teach people.
Now, wait a minute. You know, if I were just to describe a pitch like that, to me, maybe it was almost on the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
Man, this guy.
Braggadocious.
You're almost as big as your ego.
Facts.
Jeez.
Not fantasy. Facts, not
fantasy,
please.
You're supposed to be a journalist here. Stick to the facts.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, but you know, you see, this is what's going on in our society. Did you see that video of the Little Leaguers hugging each other? That Little Leaguer hugs the other Little Leaguer.
Yeah, the kid. The kid cried. They hug each other.
What are you supposed to do? It's just a ball game. Is it the end of the world?
We're talking about the future.
You liked it. You want to know why? Because you're part of this leftist media, all
soft.
Sensitive, can't say the word
soft.
Except you want to describe your on the air for everybody, appears. You know, don't you think you're a hypocrite there, by the way? You're telling us about your Yet Pete Rose can't talk about
Rose can't do it.
High fastballs.
Yeah. No, I said I was just saying if I were to do that, but I don't think it's appropriate. Oh, you don't need to use that description. This isn't 1945 or 55 or 65. We're sophisticated now. Oh. There's a better description than that.
Oh, yeah, you're so sophisticated. The one talking about your being on the ground. Look at you. Yeah, all right. You know, but don't you agree? I mean, don't you agree what Pete Rose was getting at? That if pitchers were throwing at that's a strategic advantage.
That's a good strategy.
It's a strategy, and he was saying that's what they were doing.
No, it's not a good strategy. How about pitching off the outside of the of the plate or the black of the plate?
Oh, all right. Hold on. You know who disagrees with you? Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
They called him the big unit. And you know why they called him the big unit. Because he was so big on throwing at guys' units. You know that.
Yeah,
come on, you're an insider.
That's how we got the name.
Because he was 6'8". I thought that's why.
No. It's
because
he loved throwing at people's units.
Yeah, all right, look. Come on, just let's get to it here. Just come on. Don't you see where we're coming from? The baseball world should apologize to Pete Rose for their poor treatment of him.
And you too.
Pete Rose should apologize. He's been an embarrassment since he retired.
What?
He's been a total embarrassment. They keep giving this guy chances.
Have you ever seen yourself on television? You're the embarrassment.
Yeah,
guess what? You call him an embarrassment? Yeah, you're going to be embarrassed because you got to tell everyone you just got kicked off the show. Get out of here. Get
off
the show. Get off the show.
You know the rules. Two strikes, you're out.
Bye. Jay, is he off the line?
Hang up the phone.
You know, we're talking here about high fastballs. We're not talking about actual
no class.
Anyway, let's just wrap the show here and also thank our proud sponsor, the United States Postal Service. Thank you very much.
Corrections.
Should bleep you. You should be, this whole segment, whatever
whole
you're
thing.
About to do, we're going to bleep you. So what? What do you want?
First thing you got wrong.
What?
Pete Rose was a great hitter, but he didn't win 12 batting titles. He only won 3.
Okay, according to you.
Only one hitter has 12 batting titles, and that's Ty Cobb.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to tie your Cobb to the railroad tracks and watch it get run over.
Yeah. You just broke the tie for most unnecessary talking. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, good job.
Now that's it. Number two.
What?
Randy Johnson didn't get the nickname the big unit from throwing at players' private parts or because he was tall.
Yeah, it was.
He got it because when he was on the Expos, he collided with Tim Raines. And Raines said, quote, "Damn, you're a big unit."
Oh, yeah? Well, you have a tiny unit, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, even the great Randy Johnson wouldn't be able to hit such a teeny-weeny target.
Yeah, enough out of you, all right?
Yeah, that's no more.
I don't know what medical journals you're reading or...
All of them.
But...
What?
Definitely no such thing as a concussion. That's clearly something you made up.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm happy to prove to you that a concussion is totally real.
Yeah, you're gonna wish you had a concussion so that you could forget the concussion that we're gonna give you after the show.
Yeah.
Now that's it.
You guys are really an embarrassment.
Well, thank you, because that reminds me, we have an embarrassment of terrific content on all our many social platforms.
Exactly.
Follow us on TikTok, YouTube, look up The Fusco Show. And big news, Tony, next week, just booked on the show, Super Bowl legend, Eagles hero, Nick Foles coming through. So we look forward to that. In the meantime, great job as always, Tony.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you, people. Bye.
See ya.